大家好。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
Okay, well, today I'm going to talk about Ananias, who is not a very well-known person, but he's a faithful disciple.
今天我要跟大家讲亚拿尼亚，他在圣经里不是一个为人熟知的人，但是他是一个非常忠实的门徒。
So let's see what a disciple is.
门徒到底是什么意思呢？
So in Luke it says that the student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained is like their teacher.
在路加福音这样说，学生不能高过先生，凡学成了的就不过和先生一样。
So a disciple is a person who is trained by Jesus.
门徒就是受耶稣训练的叫门徒。
And then in Ephesians chapter 4:13 it says that until we all reach unity in the faithand in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attained to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
在以弗所书四章十三节这样说，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So what do we do after we become a child of God?
所以我们成为神的孩子以后，我们做什么呢？
Well, according to Ephesians, it's to be like the firstborn child of God.Who is Jesus?
就像以弗所书这样说的一样，就是我们会像成为像耶稣一样的。
So if we are committed to follow His example, then we are considered His disciples.
如果我们委身要学习耶稣的样子，我们就可以称作是神的门徒。
Now, in Acts chapter 9, it says that there are certain disciples at Damascus named Ananias.
在使徒行传第九章十节说，在大马士革有一个门徒名叫亚拿尼亚。
Now he is a faithful disciple chosen by God to minister to Paul.
他是被耶稣神所拣选的忠实的门徒来服侍那些有需要的人。
And as we know, Paul later changed the whole history of the entire church.
是来服侍保罗，因为我们知道保罗是在这个教会历史上起了非常重要的人。
So let's see what we can learn from Ananias.
所以来，我们来看看我们从亚拿尼亚身上可以学到什么呢？
So when God called his name Ananias replied, "Here am I."
当神呼召亚拿尼亚的时候，他说我在这里。
So Ananias responded to God's calling.
所以我们看到亚拿尼亚他呼应了回应了神的呼召。
You know, as Christians, we should come before God every day to talk with Him, to pray with Him, and to have fellowship with Him.
所以作为基督徒，我们应该每天都来到神面前，跟神说话，向神祷告，而且读神的话语。
So one of the most important things we do as disciples is to come before God every day.
所以作为门徒最重要的一件事情就是我们每天都要来到神的面前。
So when God told Ananias to go to Paul asked this question, Lord, I've heard many things about this man.
当神呼召亚拿尼亚的时候，亚拿尼亚对神说，我们听到很多关于这个人的事情。
That's because Paul has done great harm to many Christians in Jerusalem by putting them in prison.
就是因为呢，保罗他迫害在耶路撒冷的基督徒，把他们关在监里。
You know, some people do certain things because it's their job.
我们知道我们通常做事情是因为我们工作要求我们要这样做。
But Paul was different. Paul did it because he was jealous.
但是保罗他不是这样，他之所以这样做，是因为他有一个极大的热心，要做这样的事。
He actually went and asked permission to go to Damascus to put in more Christians away.
他甚至要求要去大马士革抓更多的基督徒。
So Ananias thought that God was asking him to do something unreasonable.
所以呢，亚拿尼亚觉得神让他去找保罗呢，是一件非常为难的事情。
To go to a person who is feared by all the Christians.
去找这样一个被众基督徒所畏惧的一个人。
And Ananias was very honest about his fear.
亚拿尼亚他在神面前他就非常诚实地表现出他的畏惧的心理。
You know, I think as disciples of Christians, we should express our fear and ourselves. and our questions to God rather than kept silent.
我觉得作为门徒呢，我们可以向神表示我们的畏惧或者是怀疑，这比对神沉默要好。
Okay, now let us read Acts chapter 22. If you have a Bible, can I ask you to turn to Acts chapter 22?
如果你有圣经的话，让我们来读使徒行传二十二章。
Okay, Acts chapter 22, starting verse 6.
使徒行传二十二章从第六节开始。
So this is the account of Ananias and Paul's perspective.
这次我们来看一看保罗他当时是一个什么样的情况。
Okay, for those who want the English, can you read English with me first, and then the second half would be Chinese with Xiao Hong, okay?
如果你要只读英文的话，那就先开始跟周师傅一起读英文，然后再跟我一起读中文。
Okay, so English will start verse 6. Okay, let's read together. About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord, I asked.I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting, he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to him. What shall I do, Lord, I asked. Get up, the Lord said, and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do. My companions led me by the hand into Damascus, because the brilliance of the light had blinded me.A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, Thus Saul, receive your sight. And at that very moment, I was able to see him. And then he said, The God of our Father has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard.And now what you are waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name. Okay, Chinese.
好，那我们一起来读中文，从第六节开始。我将到大马士革，正走的时候，约在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我，我就哭倒在地，听见有声音对我说。扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我我回答说主啊你是谁他说我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣与我同行的人看见了那光就只有听见那位对我说话的声音我说主啊我当做什么主说起来进大马士革去在那里要将那个犯人一切事情告诉你我因大光的荣耀不能看见同行的人就拉着我的手进了大马士革那里有一个人名叫亚玛尼亚按着律法是信心人为一切住在那里的犹太人所称赞他来到于我在我旁边对我说兄弟扫罗你可以看见我当时往上一看就看见了他他又说我们祖宗的神拣选了你叫你明白他的旨意又得见他义者听他口中所出的声音因为你要将所看见的所听见的对着外人为他做见证现在你为什么谗言呢来求告他的名受洗洗去你的罪
okay, So Paul has given additional description of Ananias
所以我们看到
So Paul gave additional details about
这里保罗他更详细的谈到亚玛尼亚这个人
So at that time the law was written in the Old Testament
在那时候呢律法是写在旧约里面
Ananias is called a devout observer of the law by the way this is a classical painting of Ananias laid his hand on Paul. Ananias laid his hand on Paul.
啊，这是一个非常传统的油画。啊，这里看到亚拿尼亚他把手按手在保罗身上。
Paul described Ananias as a devout observer of the law.
所以保罗描述亚拿尼亚说他是一个按着律法是一个敬虔的人。
A devout observer is a person that must know the word of God, meaning he must read the word of God and also ask the word of God.
我们知道按着律法是敬虔的人，说明这个人他知道神的律法，而且按着神的律法去做。
So the word of God, when we read the word of God, it will enter into our brain first, so we know it.
所以当我们读神的话的时候呢，我们大脑就可以记住神的话。
So we know what God wants us to do.
所以我们就知道神让我们做什么。
Then as we get deeper relationship with God, then the word of God will sink into our heart.
当我们跟神有更亲密的关系的时候呢，神的话呢就住在我们心里面。
Then we start to believe what God wanted us, what we should do.
所以我们就可以知道我们应该做什么样的事情。
And then at the end, we finally have a very strong relationship with God. Then the word will actually sing in our hands.
当我们跟神有更亲密的关系的时候呢，神的话呢就在我们的生命里面流露出来。
And then we can finally do it.
我们就是按照神的话去做。
Another description is that he was in a mind highly respected.
这里也谈到了亚拿尼亚他是被众人所称赞的。
This means that he lived a life that is worthy of others to follow.
所以呢我们知道他有这样一个生活呢可以是大家的榜样。
But as you know, today, you know, there are many politicians and some even so-called Christian evangelists are known to have many, not very respectable behaviors.
我们知道在现今的社会呢，有很多所谓的基督徒，或者是基督徒所谓基督徒政客，或者是所谓传福音的人呢，他们生活中有很多不好的事情。
So we must be careful to live a flawless life.So others will have nothing bad to say about us.
所以我们要非常的谨慎，在我们的生活里面不要做什么不好的事情被大家指责。
So as disciples, we must live an honorable life in order to bring honor to God.
作为神的门徒，我们就要过一个圣洁的生活来荣耀神。
Ananias called Saul brother Saul.
我们看到呢，亚拿尼亚称保罗是弟兄。
Now as you know, Saul's name later changed to Paul.
称扫罗是弟兄，我们知道后来扫罗的名字就变成了保罗。
Even though Saul was considered a former enemy, but Ananias considered him to be a brother.
虽然在那个时候呢，扫罗他就是基督徒的敌人，但是呢，亚拿尼亚还把他称作是弟兄。
So sometimes when we might not like a certain brother or sister because they did something or they said something to upset us.We must be quick to forgive them and reconcile with them, just as Ananias has done.
所以呢，有的时候我们或者有弟兄姐妹得罪我们，我们应该马上的就要原谅他们，跟他们和好。
In John chapter 13, verse 35, Jesus said this: "By this everyone will know that you're my disciples if you love one another."
在约翰福音十三章三十五节说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。”
And then later, Ananias said to Paul, "Receive your sight."
后来我们看到亚拿尼亚说你可以看见。
See, the majority of people today are spiritually blind.
在我们现今社会呢，有非常多的人在属灵里面都是瞎眼的。
But Jesus said that I am the light of the world.
但耶稣说，他说我是世界的光。
We can give that light to other people by telling them about Jesus.
当我们向人传福音的时候，我们就把神的光带给他们。
And if anyone receives that light, their spiritual eyes will be open.
如果他们接受了从神来的光，他们属灵的眼睛就被打开。
But do you hide your light under your table, or do you take the light out so others can see?
你是把你的灯放在桌下呢，还是把你的灯放在桌台上面？
Now in John chapter 17, it says, "They are not of the world." even as I'm not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is true. As you sent me into the world, I've sent them into the world.
在约翰福音十七章十六节说，他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世界上，我也这样差他们到世界上。
You know, to be a disciple, sometimes we have to be very lonely.
你们知道吗？作为神的门徒，我们有些时候会很孤单。
Like you know, our young daughter, Hannah, she was the only girl in her school who set out for Halloween and those so-called health education class.
你们知道吗？我们的女儿 Hannah, 她是在他们学校唯一一个不参加鬼圣节的活动，也不参加学校的所谓的生理健康教育课的学生。
The parents we feel very sad that our daughter might have missed out on these fun activities.
作为父母，我们有的时候会觉得很亏欠，觉得我们的女儿不能参加这些有趣的活动。
But Jesus said that sanctify them by the truth. Your word is true.
但是耶稣说，你的话就是真理。
So that means the word is the word of God is the key that will give us strength, so that we can be live in this world but not part of this world.
我们知道神的话给我们有力量，让我们可以虽然在这个世界上生活，但是我们却不属这个世界。
So this means that we sometimes are the only one who might do certain things.
可能呢，这也意味着我们是唯一一个要去做某样事情的人。
No, Jesus Christ was alone when he was on the cross.
我们知道呢，耶稣是他独自在十字架上。
He was forsaken even by his own father.
他甚至被他的天父所遗弃。
You see, because he had suffered loneliness on the cross.We no longer have to be lonely.
因为他在十字架上所承受的孤独，我们就不至于孤单。
Our Father will be with us, even if we're the only one who do certain or don't do certain things.
神会与我们同在，虽然我们是唯一那一个要做某样事情或者不做某样事情的人。
In John chapter 15, Jesus said, "I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I'm in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing."
约翰福音十五章五节这样说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
We cannot be a disciple by ourselves because it's too difficult.
如果我们只靠自己的话，我们不能做神的门徒。
That's why Jesus says that you must remain in me.
所以耶稣说你必须在我里面。
So we need to read his word, pray to him, have very close fellowship with him.
所以我们应该读神的话，向神祷告，和神有一个亲密的关系。
It's through this intimacy that we gain the power to be a fruitful disciple.
就借着这样跟神有亲密的关系，我们才能成为一个多结果子的门徒。
In John chapter 15, Jesus said, As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you.Now remain in my love. If you keep my command, you remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's command and remain in His love. I told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete.
在约翰福音十五章九节这样说：“我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要藏在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。”这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫你们的喜乐存在你们的，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Do not measure our value or our worth based on how good a disciple we are.
我们不应该觉得我们是一个多么好的基督徒来衡量我们有什么样的价值。
It is not about what we do.
并不是我们能够做什么。
It is about what Jesus do through us.
是神耶稣借着我们做了可以做了什么？
God does not love us because we are good disciples.
神并不是因为我们是好的基督徒才爱我们。
God loves us because He is love.
神爱我们是因为他就是爱。
We don't become good disciples to earn more love from Him.
我们成为一个好的基督徒，并不是为了来 来争取神的爱。
We become good disciples so that we can love Him in return.
我们要成为一个好的基督徒，是因为我们要用爱来回应神对我们的爱。
To be disciples, there are rewards.
作为神的门徒呢，我们有奖赏。
Jesus said that peace I give you, not as the world gives.
耶稣说，我给你们的平安不是这个世界可以给的。
And also we'll receive the power to be holy and righteous.
神也赐给我们能力，让我们可以成为义人。
So the peace and the power, we're going to get that right here on earth.
所以呢，在神里面的真平安，还有这样子过圣洁生活的能力，神在这个世界上可以赐给你。
And when we leave this earth to go to heaven, we'll then receive the crown of life, righteousness, and victory.
当我们离开这个世界的时候，神更把生命圣洁和得胜的冠冕赐给我们。
Now I forgot to mention that I also want to share about my personal spiritual struggle after the passing of my daughter Victoria.
我也想跟大家分享一下，自从我女儿过世以后，我在属灵上的挣扎。
So if you don't mind, if I use this opportunity to share.
我想借着这样的机会跟大家分享。
Victoria passed away on February 26th.
Victoria 她在2月26号过世。
Today is June 26th.
今天是6月26号。
So it has been about 120 days.
已经过去了120天。
Sarah and I do think about Victoria every day.
Sarah 和我每天都想Victoria.
And there's one colleague who told me this. He said that people who experience such loss will never really get over it. They'll just have to learn to deal with it the rest of their life.
我一个同事告诉我通常人们有这样子的丧失的经历的时候，通常他们不能够完全的忘记，他们只要学会怎么样在将来的日子里来面对这样的事情。
See, there are definitely times we blame ourselves, we blame other people, we even question God.
在那时候我们自责我们自己，或者甚至是怪罪相关的人，甚至还疑问神。
And our questions lead to doubt.And doubt leads to fear.
我们的疑惑呢，就我们的问题呢，让我们就是变得非常的困惑，而且呢，我们就开始动摇。
You know, one fear is that can such thing happen again?
我们就甚至惧怕。我们知道吗？惧怕也让我们害怕，会不会还有同样的事情发生
？You know, the Bible says, "Perfect love casts out fear."
在圣经上说，完全的爱可以没有在完全的爱里面没有惧怕。
So I need to abide in the love of Christ.
所以我应该在神的爱里面。
I also need to love my wife more.
我应该更爱我的妻子。
In John 6, it says that from this time many of disciples turned back and no longer followed him.You do not want to eat too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
在约翰福音第六章这样说，从此他门徒中有多有退去的，不再和他同行。耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
And I suppose people who experience such loss,Can go either way.
我想可能如果人经历了这样子的丧失以后呢，可能会走两个路线。
They can either lose faith in God, or they can become even closer to God.
他们可能呢放弃对神的信心，或者他们会更加的亲近神。
We choose to be even closer to God.
我们选择更加的依靠神。
Just like Peter said, "Whom shall we go? Jesus has the word of life."
就像彼得所说的，我们去归从谁呢？你有永生之道。
You know, we have asked God to forgive us, forgive others, and forgive Victoria.
我们求神来赦免我们，也赦免那些相关的人，也求神赦免Victoria.
In John chapter 20, Jesus said this. You know, after he resurrected and showed himself to Thomas, he said this. You have believed because you have seen.But blessed are those that do believe and have not seen.
在约翰福音二十章也提到当耶稣复活以后呢，多马要看见神，耶稣这样对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
So when you don't see what you hope to see now and still believe, we will be blessed.
所以当我们想看到我们所希望的，但是我们没有看到，我们还可以相信，那我们就蒙福了。
So when we don't see what we hope to see now and still believe, we will be blessed.
所以当我们想看到我们现在就想看到的，但是我们没有看到，我们就蒙福了。
In Hebrews chapter 10, Paul said that, So do not throw away your confidence, it will be richly rewarded.
在希伯来书十章三十五节说，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心，必得大赏赐。
Although our faith in Christ remains firm, but our confidence has been shaken.
虽然我们对神的信心是坚定的，但是我们在神勇敢在神里面勇敢的心有动摇。
You know, I've been telling all the people about holding on to their confidence in God, but now.I must tell this to myself.
我一直跟别人说要在神里面持守勇敢的心。我现在也应该是这样。
In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said, Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
在马太福音第五章第四节这样说，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
But on the day Victoria passed away, it was a Saturday.
当 Victoria 去世的那一天是一个星期六。
And when I find out about what happened, I called Jane Hua immediately.
当我听到这样的事情的时候，我马上跟建华打电话。
And he called many brothers and sisters in church.
然后他跟教会的很多的弟兄姐妹打电话。
And the church had an emergency prayer meeting that evening for Victoria.
在那个晚上教会就召集了一个特别的祷告会来为 Victoria 来祷告。
Although Victoria did not come back to this earthly life, I believe that prayer meeting was very important for Victoria and for our family.
虽然 Victoria 她没有活过来，但是我知道那个祷告会对 Victoria 和对我们的家是非常非常重要的。
I'm very grateful to God for all the brothers and sisters who stopped what they were doing and rushed to church to pray for my family.
我非常感谢神，让有这么多的弟兄姐妹，他们停下手上所做的，来到教会来给 Victoria 祷告。
And in the weeks to follow, God comforted us through the kindness of brothers and sisters in this church.
在以后的几个星期，神也借着教会里的弟兄姐妹来安慰我们。
Many families bring dishes to our home.
很多家庭都给我们提供提供食物。
People invited us to their home for dinner.
人们也邀请我们去他们家吃晚饭。
And on Mother's Day, that's supposed to be a very sad day. I mean, that could have been a very sad day, especially for my wife Sarah.
在母亲节的时候，对Sarah来说，可能应该是一个很难过的日子。
But the students in Hong Kong Fellowship treat our family to Chinese buffet.
但是香港团契的弟兄姐妹邀请我们去吃中国的大餐。
You know, we have learned about a blessing of having a church family.
我们真的是蒙受神的祝福，有这样一个教会的大家庭。
You know, furthermore, God comfort us through the reassurance that Victoria is in heaven.
我们也知道神也信就是给我们有确据，让我们知道 Victoria 她在天堂，让我们可以得安慰。
So that our entire family will be all together in heavenly home with Jesus one day.
我们知道我们所有的家人将来要有一天跟 Victoria 在一起，在天堂里跟耶稣在一起。
And there are people who are praying that our mourning will turn to joy.
我也知道有很多人为我们祷告，使我们的哀痛可以变为喜乐。
Starting next semester, I'll be working with a Christian club in Ithaca College to invite students to make a Victoria pledge.
下个学期呢，我要在Ithaca大学跟那里的一个 基督徒学生组织呢有一个有一个工作是来有来建立一个 Victoria 的承诺。
This is a pledge to abstain from alcohol until you're 21.
这个承诺就是说在21岁以前不喝酒。
And pledges are supposed to receive monthly email that will strengthen them.
这些承诺人呢他们每个月都要收到email 这样的信息呢收到 email 的信息。
And it will contain Bible verses.
这些信息呢有神的话。
So please pray that many young people be saved through this Victoria Pledge.
请为这件事情祷告，希望有更多的年轻人有愿意立志他们可以得救。
In March, I attended an academic conference.
在三月份呢，我参加了一个学术会议。
And I participated in a teaching competition.
我参加了一个教学评估的这样一个比赛。
So at the presentation, I wear a tie clip Victoria gave me on a Father's Day many years ago.
在那个比赛的时候呢，我戴了Victoria 在很多年以前父亲节送给我的一个领带夹。
Yeah, the tie clip is actually.
我现在是在戴着这个领带夹。
And I also was using her laptop.
我也用了她的电脑。
And I won the teaching award, and that was a great thing God.
我得到了这个教学的奖励，我知道这是从神来的恩典。
I felt that I sort of won it with Victoria.
我觉得我跟 Victoria 一起来得了这个奖。
You know, I had debated whether to present the teaching technique of Jesus in that competition.
在这个比赛中呢，我当时犹豫要不要用耶稣的一些教育的教训的方法来做这个讲学。
I was concerned that these committee's members may not like it if I talk about Jesus.
我担心呢，可能这些评委可能不会喜欢，如果我讲耶稣的话，他们可能会不喜欢。
But then at the end, I decided to include Jesus' teaching in the competition, whether I win or lose.
后来我还是决定，无论是输或赢，我都要用耶稣的这个教学的方法来在我的讲演里面。
So the award was particularly gratifying because I glorified Christ with Victoria.
这个奖品让我觉得非常的欣慰，因为我知道我和 Victoria 一起荣耀了神。
So next year is my sabbatical.
明年呢，我要有一个安息年。
And in the past few months, I've been trying to get a visiting professor position in Hong Kong.
在过去的几个月里面，我一直在申请有一个访问教授的职位，在香港申请一个访问教授的职位。
I have very little success.
但是都没有成功。
The chairman in Ning Nan University did not even reply since Christmas, and it was then March.And I sort of given up.
在岭南大学的这个院长呢，他甚至过了 Christmas 以后都，圣诞节以后都没有回应，甚至到了三月份的时候。
And Sarah one day called me in my office and said, "Why don't you email to that chair again?"
后来 Sarah 呢，有一天跟我办公室里打电话说，你为什么不再跟系主任联系一下呢
？So I did, and I got a visiting professor position.
后来我又跟他联系了，我就拿到了这个访问教授的职位。
You know, God is very gracious, you know. Housing is very expensive in Hong Kong, but we were provided free on-campus housing.
神是有蛮有恩典怜悯的神。因为在香港呢，住房是非常贵的，但是神却给我们一个在大学里面免费住宿的一个房子。
You know, before Victoria passed away,Sarah and I often talk about that. You know, we shouldn't go abroad because we're worried about Victoria.
在Victoria 过世以前呢 ，Sarah 和我经常会说我们不要去国外去讲学，因为我们会担心 Victoria.
But now we're free to go.
但是现在我们可以去了。
If God willing, I'll be teaching Hong Kong for 1 year.
如果神允许，我就会在香港教书一年。
Sarah and Hannah will be coming with me.
Sarah 和 Hannah 要跟我一起去。
And Joshua hopefully will join us after the fall semester.
Joshua 可能过了秋季以后也会跟我们去。
I don't know what God has in store for us in Hong Kong.
我不知道神在香港对我们预备了什么样的计划。
But we know that God is sovereign and He has our family and our future in His hands.
但是我知道神是掌管一切的神，我们他掌管我们家和我们家的未来。
So Ananias said to Paul.
所以亚拿尼亚跟保罗说
，What are you waiting for?
你还等什么呢
？The baptism is the first act of obedience.
我们知道受洗呢是顺服的第一个表现。
It may also be the first step to become a disciple.
这也是我们成为基督徒的门徒的第一步。
So after Jesus was baptized, he was filled with the Holy Spirit and was able to overcome the temptation of the devil.
当耶稣受洗以后，他就被圣灵充满，而且他可以抵挡魔鬼的诱惑。
And after Paul was baptized,
当保罗受洗以后。
He began preaching the power of the Holy Spirit.
他就借着圣靠着圣灵的大能来传道。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2, he said, "Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation."
在哥林多后书六章二节这样说：“看哪，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。”
Can I ask the pastors and elders raise your hands?
请牧师还有长老举手举下手好吗
？Okay, if you haven't believed in Christ yet and you want to, or if you want to become baptized, please speak to Pastor Sue or Nan Fan or one of us so that we can pray for you and meet you.
如果你想受洗，请跟我们的牧师或者长老联系，我们为你祷告。
Okay, let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
we thank you so much for the blood of your Son Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，你的你差派你的爱子降世为人，为我们罪死死在十字架上，流出宝血
，so that we can have eternal life.
所以我们可以得到永恒的生命
，even today on earth.
甚至在现在这个时候
，we pray that you grant favor.And salvation to every member and every family of this church.
我们求你就是拯救所有在这个世界上的家庭。
We ask that you help us to be a good disciple.
求你帮助我们，让我们成为一个好的门徒。
That we have courage to give that light of Jesus to others.
让我们有勇气把耶稣的光带给众人。
And to love the other brothers and sisters in Christ.
也可以让我们弟兄姐妹之间彼此相爱。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。